Hello again. You're listening to an extended News at One with coverage of Budget 2024. The budget speeches of Ministers Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue concluding in the last half an hour or so. A series of measures announced in the course of the proceedings at Leinster House this afternoon. There are tax changes. There's a social welfare package. There's a once-off cost of living package as well, and other measures besides. Our reporter Carol Coleman is in Longford Town this afternoon, where she's been getting reaction to Budget 2024. Carol.
That's right, Brian, and the town is busy. People working, shopping, doing school pickups. I'm in Spirit Clothing on Longford's main street, looking at all the lovely autumn and winter fashions here. And in a moment, I'm going to be talking to Spirit owner Peter Dolan and Angela Crossan, who is a self-employed chartered quantity surveyor in the town. Both also busy parents coming into this with concerns about their children's future. But first, I asked some people on the streets of Longford for their reaction to the announcements so far.
Well, the government have been good with electricity benefits over the last period of time as well. So I just thought with the increase of €12 weekly, like, I mean, with the cost of living and the cost of everything going up, like, I mean, and it's just going up and everything is going up every week. I thought I could have done a small bit better with that part of it, you know.
So you have a little one here. They're announcing double child benefit for Christmas and reduce childcare fees by 25% in, you know, publicly funded creches. Yeah. Does that help you at all?
Not really, now with the price of living, it's just so high at the moment. It's just a little bit of increase in money. It's not much whatsoever to help anyone, especially a single mother on her own. It doesn't help whatsoever.
Would you welcome, I suppose, 150 three times for electricity?
Oh gosh, absolutely, absolutely, because it has been one of the biggest bills in recent times. It has been, you know, in all my life, it's been very, very hard because it's gone so expensive. So that definitely is welcome. And the creche fees, that needed to happen as well because people are struggling. They really are struggling.
I can see the benefits for everybody included. I mean, it seems like a really good budget. Nice to see the money going to all of us.
Voices there from Longford Town this afternoon. Angela Crossan, can I come to yourself first? You've got one child in college, one in Leaving Cert, about to go to college. How will this budget benefit your family?
That's correct, Carol. Thanks for inviting me in. I suppose, first of all, the childhood allowance age limit being increased is a big help. We would have missed out on the children's allowance coming up shortly. And then the college fees, €1,000 cut, is really helpful. I need to check out whether the renter's credit is applicable or not. I'm not too sure because our young lad in college, that would be interesting to see. Interest credits will be welcome. I suppose I still remind myself to shop around, but the 9% VAT rate being kept is really good. They're all of the positives, I suppose, that affect our household income directly. Not affecting us would be the free school books, the more cheaper public transport for more people, for younger people. Disappointed, I suppose, that there's no tax on the vapes yet. I would have really liked to have seen that come in.
Peter Dolan, how will your family be affected by the budget, or how will you gain?
Thanks, Carol. Just looking at the electricity energy credit of €450, and that'll be a great benefit. The fact that 9% VAT rates stay the same, the diesel cost of diesel staying the same, and the double children's allowance, which will be a great help coming up to Christmas. Cheaper fares on public transport. My daughter's only starting to use public transport now, so that'll help. And then the school books free up the junior cycle will really help. But my son's starting first year this year, so I think they pay for their books, their three-year books, in year one. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to get that back or what way it'll work.
Okay. And Angela, can I ask you, as a chartered quantity surveyor, you're very concerned about housing. What are you seeing in this budget in relation to affordable housing in particular, which I know you're interested in?
Well, glad to see that the budgets are being retained for the housing spend. As we all know, it's number one priority for everybody. I suppose here in Longford, Longford County Council are doing great work in partnership with developers in social housing at the moment. And that's really good to see that. Private schemes not happening. Down to the cost of construction, we need help to restart that market, I feel, in Longford, just to make more affordable homes accessible to our young adults. There's not a home in Longford at the moment where there is a young professional who has, you know, because of COVID, they haven't been able to travel. They're going off to Australia now, not hugely prevalent, and they'll all be coming back. And I'm just concerned that there won't be houses for those people when they do come back in a few years' time.
And Peter, as a businessman here in Longford Town, you'd be a medium-sized business. Have you seen anything yet for businesses?
I've just seen a mention of one or two schemes there, but there hasn't been anything announced yet. So I have to keep digging and see what's there. But I suppose with all the extra money in people's pockets, it will benefit us. There's going to be a more disposable income and it will benefit our business.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter Dolan and Angela Crossan. Thank you very much for joining us here in Longford this afternoon. Back to studio.